wondering where I am, wondering if I'm going to manage to get some food today. But while I'm wondering, I bump into the Power Traveller stand. I had no idea that Power Traveller were here at the Gadget Show Live. I'm currently, as you probably know, testing and hopefully soon to be reviewing the Solar Traveller. I've done a couple of little bits and a couple of tests. I've got some video to upload. So far, a great bit of kit. And I've just come across a young lady who's not been working for the company for very long, 3 months. It's hard, not a career yet. Zoe, how do I pronounce your second name?
Marzak.
Zoe Marzak. Are you in a band as well?
No, I'm afraid not.
You should be. Okay, so and you are here on behalf of Power Traveller, but you're their main dealer, are you?
Yeah, we're from Peak Development, who's the main distributor in the UK for Power Traveller products.
Gotcha. Now, Power Traveller are on Twitter, of course, as Power Traveller. Are you guys on Twitter?
No, we're not actually. Being a distributor, we don't go to end users, you see, so it's not quite so Twitter-friendly being in the middle as such. So, I mean, obviously where we promote the brands as such, we allow the brands to promote themselves, really. So obviously the Power Traveller Twitter would come from Power Traveller themselves. We will update their Twitter site, do have access to codes to go through there, but obviously going through Peak Direct doesn't really make sense for us, to be honest.
Weird for you to be here then, as the middle people, the middle woman, the middle man, to actually be in a selling and informing guys today.
Yes, it is. I mean, obviously, to promote the Power Traveller brand, obviously, we'd encourage retailers, who are direct marketers, to stock the product. If they've got a demand, and creating a demand is what we're all about, really, to get the Power Traveller brand out there. And obviously, there's quite a few retailers visit the show, and obviously, they hear people and customers raving about the products that they've bought and used, and that's all, you know, well and good for us as well.
How many different products? I'm testing you now. You've been with the company 3 months. How many different products do Power Traveller do?
They obviously range of products. It depends, you know, there's from in-car solutions through to mobile solutions through to laptop solutions. So we've got three in the laptop sort of netbook range, which is a solar option, a battery power for the laptop option, and a netbook option. All of them have a USB 5 volt output as well, so you can charge other devices at the same time. In the middle range for phones, we've obviously got the Classic and the Explorer with variants from that. You've got the Chimp as well, which is your emergency solution, and then your in-car solution of the Motor Monkey, which is the, you know, in-car charging, quite sleek-looking device.
I just saw you very, very... I thought you were being cunning and clever the way that you sold the Power Chimp to a guy who was just complaining about not having batteries for his hotel remote control. I didn't realise they had batteries in them. That was genius. But you gave him an undisclosable show price. So he was probably only technically buying a pair of batteries, but got a bonus Power Chimp at the same time, which I didn't realise they had a standard battery in. Normally, your devices have lithium-ion, don't they?
Well, obviously, the Chimp was the beginning of the range. Obviously, technology's moved on quite a lot since, you know, chargers for phones was a recognised need now. So, obviously, I mean, the Chimp really is a product that we only really recommend in an emergency, because, obviously, with technology coming along in phones, it hasn't really got the oomph to power up an iPhone to a specification that we'd be happy with.
The iPhone... when they brought the 3GS out as well, it just created so many problems for charging companies.
Yeah.
And you guys, I think, adapted quicker than most. You've completely remade the Power Monkey, haven't you? The Explorer.
Yeah.
The different circuitry inside that not many people will know. My old Power Monkey Explorer powers my iPhones fine. I've got a 3G and a 3GS. And you've made some tweaks, I believe, I don't know what exactly, to the Power Monkey Explorer, the new one.
That's all a little bit too tech for my knowledge, but yeah, I mean, we constantly work on our R&D. I mean, they are priced at a slightly higher end of the market, the Power Traveller products, but, you know, the age-old saying goes, you do get what you pay for. I mean, a lot of engineering has gone into all these devices. We're constantly updating, changing, following the technologies, because we wouldn't be happy putting a product out there that wasn't, you know, satisfactory. And there are obviously other brands on the market, but we, you know, we stand by our quality, and that's what Power Traveller's about.
For me, I mean, I've just stopped off to talk clothing technology with a company called Keeler from Scotland, and for me, the tried and tested, this is a good product, is when the military are buying them for their special forces. And the first time I saw any of the solar technology that comes out of Power Traveller, was a photograph taken in Afghanistan from a friend of a friend who's a photographer. And there was a guy, I says, what's that solar panel he's got plugged into his laptop? He said, I have no idea. And then I saw it on the Power Traveller website, and I thought, wow, well, if the military are using it, I've got to have a go. Incidentally, the solar gorilla that you'll see a blog post or two go up and have gone up on ourmaninside.com soon, but it's been on Bush Tech and documental.ly. You'll see I didn't realise until I saw the consumer solar gorillas here, which are all shiny and crystalline and look like they're just, well, they're actually working and flashing away under the lights of the NEC here. I've got a matte one, and I was like, what's the matter with mine? Why isn't it shiny? Apparently, I've got the military non-reflective, you won't get shot if you open this in public solar panel. So I'm well impressed with that. Remind me to put that in a future blog post.
Yes. I mean, obviously, our ones look great by the side of a pool, on the beach, wherever you are, in bright hot sunshine, you know.
But should you be a special forces person, ask for the non-reflective one.
Yeah, that could be dodgy.
So, do you have a device yourself?
I do. I've become a power phobe. I'm now ultimately paranoid. I've got an iPhone, as I'm sure your consumers
are aware. Yeah, so anybody with an iPhone becomes a power phobe. They are terrified of running out wherever and whenever.
What if I can't Google map whenever I need to? Yeah, it's become a phobia. So, you know, with kids as well, constantly, can I play with your iPhone? It's like they'll give it back to you on the red. So, one lives in my handbag. I'm using it to charge my mobile at night at the moment because there's not a conveniently in my hotel a plug socket by the side of my bed. I don't want my alarm clock over the other side of the room because I'm a snooze kind of girl.
Fair enough.
And so I just leave my power monkey at the side of my bed charging my phone overnight at the moment this week, and I've pretty much come 3 o'clock most days, it's pretty much plugged into my phone.
Nice. So do you, I mean, one thing that a lot I get asked when I'm blogging about this stuff, batteries and devices, is how many times will it charge my iPhone? Is that like the most asked question here at the moment?
It is indeed. I mean, obviously the iPhone is a power hungry device. I mean, so 1.5 times is quite, reasonable for an iPhone.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've got to put it in terms of hours. For argument's sake, if you're a heavy iPhone user, say worst case scenario, you get 5 hours out of a, fully charged iPhone. So what you've effectively got is if you go out with your fully charged monkey in the morning, you've then got 12.5 hours of phone time.
Yeah.
You can look at it like that. I mean, if you're lucky enough to stretch your iPhone out to 10 hours, you've got 25 hours of time. So
I'm plugging into my I tend to have the Explorer with me most of the time because I'm in a camper van. The solar is always charging my Explorer in the sunroof, kind of hidden in the roof of the camper van. So I have that everywhere with me, but I'm using it at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
If I get up at 7, 11 o'clock, I am needing to have some power. So it's ridiculous, really. I can't wait for the next... Well, you guys are obviously very happy, but I can't wait for the next iPhone that lasts a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, we're liking it the way it is, to be honest. I mean, I think the iPhone customer is, other devices are coming on. I mean, the iPhone is power hungry, and it has
Can you compare... So, for example, an Android phone, I mean, you use an iPhone, so this might be impossible for you to do that, but is there a phone out there that's right out there right now when somebody says to you, how many times will this charge? You can say, yes, 5, compared to the iPhone 1.5.
Not really. I mean, it depends on people's usage for their phones as well and how they look after their phone. I mean, a lot of people plug their mobile in overnight as well, which can, of course, damage phone batteries after a period of time.
Yeah.
So it really depends how people have looked after their phones as well. So, I mean, here at Power Traveller, we do tend to understate rather than overstate. So if people are pleasantly surprised, it's a good thing. So, I mean, majority of normal phones, that like, standard Nokia and, Samsung phone, you can get at least 3 full charges out of a Power Monkey Explorer. Which, like you say, if you get 10 hours out of your Nokia, you've got, 40 hours.
Shocker.
Glastonbury Festival, it's a revolution, do you know what
Definitely.
I mean?
So I imagine you are selling a lot of the Explorers with a little solar panel to a lot of festival goers.
So
remember, guys, when you're sat there on the grass with a beer, or you're sat there on the grass watching a band, that's
sorting through the mud, as it
right.
is the case.
That's the time to be charging. Don't leave it tied to the top of your tent. There are there are people out there looking for these very desirable devices. Very quickly, because believe it or not, and I'm not lying, we're running out of battery power on my iPhone, so I'm going to have to plug into one of the many, many devices here. What's coming out in the future? What's future tech for Power Traveller?
We've got some very interesting devices in the pipeline. There's lots of things we're always working on. We're working on a silverback to our Gorilla collection, which is three-pin plug technology, but it's all very, you know, under wraps really at the moment.
Okay, cool.
And we're also working on a Start Monkey, which is a jump start system for your car. Rather than having to wait for the RAC to come out, you know, especially in the weather we had this winter, lots of flat batteries. Basically what it does, you attach it to the terminals of your car battery, press the button, by the time you walk round to the driver's side, start the engine, bang, first time. You can restart a car up to, well, 10 times. We've actually had it going many more, but again, we won't specify, you know, the times that we have done it.
Understate.
We will.
And to have happy customers. Well, let me give you, if I could have any wish for a future device, I would like an iPad case which has the solar Gorilla panel on the back of it.
Right.
So you have a very thin, probably lithium polymer cell, like you would do with your iPhone case. But when I turn my iPad upside down in the light, it is trickle charging my iPad. This would be the ultimate in micro computing. So those are boffins there in their white coats, surrounded by tiny little screws and very nice looking magnesium coloured metal, building the next devices. If you could build a solar iPad case, I've already given away that people are probably going to be making this by the time this is finished recording. Let me know. I'll definitely put that on my Amazon wish list. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Thank you very much as well.